suddenly we heard loud voices outside the stable, and in burst a group of excited shepherds. Full of wonder at what they had seen, they described how they were out on the fields with their sheep at night, as always, but that this time a wondrous thing had happened. An angel had appeared to them, full of the glory of God. And they were terrified, as I had been. They listened as the angel announced the birth of the Savior, Christ the Lord, in Bethlehem. And their amazement grew when a whole host of the angels appeared with that one, filling the sky and singing loud praises to God.
Angels from the realms of glory, wing your flight through all the earth. Ye who sang creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's birth. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Shepherds in the fields abiding, watching
shepherds hurried to Bethlehem to find out if what the angels had told them was true. And those dusty, smelly shepherds grew calm as they looked at Jesus and worshipped him with great joy and reverence. And I knew then that God had not forgotten us. And when the shepherds left, they couldn't keep the news to themselves. So many wondrous things had happened to them. Joseph and I could hear them praising God as they walked along, waking the village and calling out to people they met that the long-awaited Messiah had been born.
Though an infant now we
It was then time for us to go to the temple for the dedication and offering. An eager old man named Simeon met us there. He had known that the Messiah was coming, and he tenderly took Jesus from me and held him in his arms and thanked God that he had lived long enough to see God's salvation. Simeon predicted that Jesus would be a light for revelation to the Gentiles and glory to Israel. But he also told me something that surprised me. He looked into my eyes and said, "And a sword will pierce your heart." Well, I felt a cold chill as he said that. And even when the old widow, that Saint Anna, spoke of her joy at seeing the Messiah, I still felt the impact of that sword.
Snow born for us on earth below. See the Lamb of God appears, promise for eternal years. Hail, thou ever blessed morn! Hail, redemption's happy dawn! Sing through all Jerusalem. Christ is born in Bethlehem. Sacred infant, all divine, what a tender love is thine. Thus to come from highest bliss down to such a world as this. Hail, thou ever blessed morn! Hail, redemption's happy dawn! Sing through all Jerusalem, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Teach, oh teach us, holy child, by thy face so meek and mild. Teach us to resemble thee in thy sweet humility. Hail, thou ever blessed morn! Hail, redemption's happy dawn! Sing through all Jerusalem, Christ is born in Bethlehem.
Something even more surprising, perhaps, happened months later when an entourage of important-looking men riding on camels stopped at our humble home. They were called magi, wise scholars living in a distant eastern land. And they told us that they had seen a special star that signaled the birth of the King of the Jews. And they had traveled all that distance because of that, to find this king, this child, and pay homage to Jesus. We were so amazed to see these mighty Gentiles bowing down and worshiping our child and showering him and showing their adoration with gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. Even these men recognized that our child was a king.
As with gladness men of old did the guiding star behold, with joy they hailed their flight, leading onward, beaming bright. So most gracious Lord, may we evermore your splendor see.
But stranger things yet were still to come. An angel warned Joseph to flee to Egypt with the baby, to escape from the clutches of that monster Herod, who wanted to kill him. We made the long trip there to Egypt and lived as refugees in exile until Herod died. And then, to be sure that we were safe from the clutches of Herod's son, we decided not to go back to Bethlehem, but to settle in Galilee. And everyone there assumed that Jesus was Joseph's son, and we lived as a family for many years. But then one day, when he was a man, Jesus left our home. He said he had work to do. The time had come for him to go out and preach and teach the good news that the kingdom of God was at hand. He traveled all over the country preaching and teaching. And his message was not like that of the other rabbis. He spoke with authority, yes, but he took the role of a servant. And he performed so many miracles, and he taught huge crowds. And the common people loved him and responded to his teaching. He was a great man. Instead of attracting powerful people and taking his rightful place, in the temple as he taught. Jesus was alienating the priests and leaders. My heart ached with worry for my son. I followed him to Jerusalem when the opposition was so great that it seemed his life was in danger. I couldn't believe that God would allow his son to suffer jeers and deep hatred from his enemies. I was in agony when I heard the news that he was condemned to die. How could God allow him to be taken captive, to be crucified? It could not be. I saw my son on that cross. I saw the welts on his back from the beating and the blood dripping from his nail-pierced hands and feet. I heard him gasp for breath, and I knew that this was the sword piercing my soul. The sun was hidden, and darkness fell on the whole world. But even in his own pain, Jesus looked at me with love, and he arranged for John to care for me. I watched him die, and my spirit cried out in anguish, God, how could this happen? This is your son. Where is your kingdom? What about your people? Have you forsaken us after all?
Come see his hands and his feet, the scars that speak of sacrifice. Hands that flung stars into space, to cruel nails surrender. This is our God, the servant king. He calls us now to follow him, to bring our lives as a daily offering of worship to the servant king. So let us learn how to serve, and in our life enthrone each other's needs to prefer. For it is Christ we're serving. This is our God, the servant king. He calls us now to follow. It's a daily offering of worship to the servant king, of worship to the servant king.
But, you know, that was not the end. God hadn't deserted Jesus or me. 3 days later came the exaltation the joy, the triumph of his resurrection. Death wasn't the end for Jesus. It was his victory. His glory came when he obeyed the Father and gave his life for the healing of this broken world. And so you see, in Bethlehem, he had been my baby. But then he became my Savior. During that first Advent, I awaited his birth. And now, during Advent, I await his coming again in glory. Because then he will finish what he started. Then he will make all things well. Thank you.